Matthew Zhang from Thirsty for Art, and you're here for the mini episode that will guide you into an art making exercise. And today we're going to focus on what to do, what to make when we are feeling insecure. So the feeling of insecurity can be about a lot of different things. Maybe you're insecure about yourself. Maybe you're insecure about some kind of situation you're in. Maybe finances. Maybe self-worth. Maybe some kind of project you're working on. It could be anything. But somehow, maybe you're feeling uncertain and full of doubts. And it feels very insecure in a way. So if you're feeling that way, this episode is for you, and I'll guide you through an art exercise that will help you get through this. So the things that you need to do this art exercise is to gather around a container, recycled containers like oats, paper cup, or if you can't find anything, you can use tea boxes or other small paper mache boxes, but some kind of roundish container will do. Not too big, like shoebox size, but something small. And then you can go outside and collect any natural materials you find that might be useful in building a nest. So yes, we are going to build a nest. And you might want to pick up some leaves, twigs, mosses, plants that are already on the ground, and or you can get natural materials from the arts and crafts store. They sell seashells, pebbles, and mosses, so you can get those things. And also, if you have other materials like yarn, fabric, cotton balls or pom-poms, tissue paper, and things like that at your home, you might want to incorporate that too. So the last thing you might want to prepare is the glue. So you can use a tacky glue or a glue gun, something that can be, especially if you're using natural materials like pebbles or twigs like that, then you might want to use glue gun. So if not, the last resort would be just regular school glue. So whatever you think can be fitting to build a nest is the right material for you. So gather all those things and come back to this audio and we will get started. So when you're back and you are ready with these materials, so the directive is to build a nest for yourself. So a nest is a home for the birds. It's nurturing, it's safe, it's where you grow and where you can be held. It's the place you can come back to. So when you're feeling insecure, when you're feeling ungrounded and uncertain, maybe doubtful, you want to have this home base for yourself. A home base where you can feel held and nurtured. So with the materials you have, keep in mind there is no right or wrong way to do this. Just think about what kind of nest you would want, right? And so with this material you have, just take a block of time off for yourself, maybe 20 to 30 minutes. So quite some time in your day. You don't want to just do 10 minutes because this can be very immersive. So it will make you get into your flow. So you want to just let yourself get into the flow. Have ample amount of time to finish this. And you might be thinking that's a lot of materials. you know, I told you to gather, but you know, just try it out and, you know, take a day to walk outside for 10 minutes and gather what you can, right? You might be surprised how much you find in nature. And when you have gathered everything, of course, you are ready right now. So let's just start the nest and come back to this to finish off our work with a little writing for reflection. So take your time, and when you're done, let's get back here. So when you're done, grab a piece of paper or journal and write down what you like about this nest. And what would you put in there? Right, a nest is something that can hold something. So what would you put in there? And lastly, just answering the question, what would you like to nurture in yourself and give a nest to? Give some space to. So if you're done, that's the end of our art exercise. I hope you enjoy, and I'll meet you and talk with you next time on the next regular episode on Thirsty for Art. Thanks!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.